think after the first service yesterday, someone came as we were talking about praying as we open our Bibles, that the Holy Spirit, who is the author and the giver of the Scriptures to us, that we could pray the prayer that the psalmist prayed, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things in thy law." I thought I'd give you just three things to pray about before you go home tonight, or when we feel the Lord holding you steady here, and maybe the Lord has burdened your heart to pray for Dave and his family, or for someone else that you know that's here that needs the Lord's help, or for your own relatives. However the Holy Spirit is dealing with us, we need to never treat it lightly that the Lord is speaking to us to pray. But let me just give you three ways to pray when you are opening God's Word. One of the ways I like to pray is that I pray ask God to help me to see myself as God sees me. People don't always see us as we see ourselves. Some people look at us and they see us in a totally different light. Sometimes maybe it's better than we see ourselves. Maybe it's far worse. When David was writing that 51st Psalm, his prayer, his confession, he said, "I was shapen in iniquity." He looked at God's Word and he sought the face of God, and that 51st Psalm is such a wonderful prayer psalm because there's so many prayers that are uttered in that psalm. "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." He just goes on and on, just pouring out his heart, because he sees certain things in himself, but because our hearts are so deceptive, we can't really see ourselves. Job said, one of his confessions once, "I'm vile. I'm vile." And we need to see whatever it is that the Lord shows us. We need to pray that God will help us to see ourselves as he sees us, because he sees us as we really are. And then we need to pray that we could see God's love and mercy, because God commended his love towards us while we were yet in sin. I think I was trying to remember if it was a song we sang this morning or if it was a song that Paul played. But it was talking about God's love coming to us, not just when we were yet in our sins, but when we were defiled and sinful. And that's what that verse in Romans 5:8 says, "Commended to us his love towards us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us." He didn't love us and work for our salvation after we came to him. It was before. And it's so important to pray to be able to see God's love and mercy at work in your life. You see, I make so many mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. And they all need to be repented of. But we need to see God's love and God's mercy. And it's the Holy Spirit that shows us this. Helps us to see how much he loves us. You know, I don't know if anybody has ever said to you, you know, in regard to your mate, you know, you always have friends that people that want to pick on you a little bit, you know. And I remember I used to have a friend that always say to me, he'd say to me, "What did Lois ever see in you?" You know. No, he wasn't trying to be, you know, really get even with me or be mean. it was just kind of his kind of humor way of saying, you know, she's far too good for you. Well, I already knew that. You know, he didn't have to tell me. I knew how wonderful she was and that I wanted to marry her and her alone. But, you know, there are people that are that way. They just, you know, the truth is that God sees us, and it doesn't really matter what he sees. He sees us in spite of ourselves and loves us. And loves us the way we are, and only wants to change us so that we can become like his son, Jesus Christ. And it's the Holy Spirit who helps us to not only see ourselves as God sees us, and to see how God loves us in spite of us and shows mercy to us, because the scripture says that God is so faithful, his mercies are new every day. Every morning, he said, comes to us just like the rising of the sun. Those mercies are great, and there's just no way to understand God's love and mercy. It just is. The psalmist, I think, says in Psalm 36, he says, "Thy faithfulness reaches to the heavens. Thy mercy reaches to the heavens. Thy faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Thy righteousness is higher than great mountains." And then he says, "And thy judgments are deeper than the deepest sea." And he says, "Thy loving kindness is precious beyond words." And when the Lord opens your eyes as you're feeding upon his word, you get an understanding of how great his love and mercy and grace is. So you pray to see yourself as God sees you. You pray that you'll see God's love and mercy in your life. And you pray that the Lord will help you to see the kind of person that he wants you to be. And that's important, because the Lord's always at work. We're confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work will perform it. And he keeps working. And he's always working in us. He's working in us tonight. He's working in us tomorrow and the next day. And every day he will be at work with drawing us with cords of love and bringing us to himself so that we can be different. I quoted that verse in Psalm 138, verse 8, where it says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth us." What's God concerned about in our lives? Well, he's concerned about making us like Jesus. That's just the way it is. And he's going to fulfill that work. He's not going to give up. And every once in a while, when you feel, as David expressed his feeling, how much he failed, yeah, but God's not done, David. He's at work. He wants to perfect forgiveness and peace in your heart. And I believe that God's still going to make you a blessing to your dad. He will. And you just do it. We all have to do those things. There's some things we have to just take ourselves by the nape of the neck and move out in faith and say, "Lord, help me to be the person that you want me to be. You're working in me. And you're going to complete the work. It's going to be a completed work." The Lord tells us in his word that we're going to be perfect before him in love. And, you know, there are many days in our lives when we feel absolutely a million miles below perfection in love. We say, have you ever said that to yourself? Will I ever learn? Will I ever get this right? Will I ever respond the way I should respond? Or will I always snap at people? And, you know, when you see yourself as God sees you, and you see the great love that He invests in your life and mine, and then sees where God is working and taking us, because that's what God is always doing. He's always at work. Always at work. That's why the Scripture puts those words to God together. Worketh effectually in us. What works effectually in us? His Word. There's a couple that sing on TV a lot. I'm going to think of their names quickly enough. Dean and Mary Brown that are on TBN and on other stations, and they have a program of their own on some Christian stations where they sing. She writes most of their songs, and she wrote a song, "Lord, You're Changing Me." Such a beautiful song. Yeah. Someone else may not like it, but I like it because I always need it. Because when I hear them sing that song, I say, "Oh God, change me, change me, change me. You're changing me." And you know, there are some wonderful days in our life when we look back on it at the end of a day and say, "Well, I am changing a little. I really am." You know, because there are so many days when we say, "Won't I ever get it right?" But He changes us, and He changes us. And we can say that to Him tonight, "Lord, You're changing me." We've entered in with someone else. What we've done is we've been bearing someone else's burden, not only David's, but our own loved ones. And that's what God wants. That is the working of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it wonderful to have the Holy Spirit work in us? Jesus, teach us, Lord. Teach us so that we become like You, Lord. Change us. Help us to see ourselves, to see Your great love, to see what You want us to be. Lord, not only in times of worship and times of intercession and prayer, but in each time we open Your Word, help us to see as we ought to see. Open our eyes that we may see the glimpses of truth that You have for us. You've done that tonight, Lord, and I praise You for it. I praise You that You allowed us to be together tonight and to bear one another's burdens. And Lord, as we, those who have to leave, and those who stay to continue to pray and to wait before You, Lord, move in our hearts and be with us. Give us great rest tonight and bless us as we meet together again in the morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Amen. Tessie, would you play for us? You're dismissed if you have to go, but if you feel God holding you and maybe causing you to pray some more and wait upon Him and let Him speak to you, let's do that, okay? Hallelujah. God bless you all.
I worship. I pray.